Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's going to join us at noon.
That'll be fun to talk about.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, again, this is another reason. I know Ohio State loses to Michigan, but this has been a great season just to talk about college football in general and how, you know, the whole dynamic of the game has changed because of the 12-team playoff now. And like we were talking to a gentleman out here at MGM Northfield, and you know he was like, "Well, isn't Ohio State season over?" And I'm like, "No, not at all. This is the beauty of the playoffs, so that you're not, you know, stuck on a bad loss to your rival, and
yeah.
You have the opportunity now." Being 0-4 against them, if you're the head coach, that might change the dynamic there too. But, you know, I love the fact that I just feel like there's more talk about college football this year than I've ever seen before.
Dan depressed me.
Why did he depress you?
Because he gave us a fact and then Jeff just backed it up. And,
oh, no.
Yeah, there are reports out there, and Jeff was right. There are multiple reports. There are too many specifics to think it's not fact.
Sure.
Matthew Boyd, who was just a great story for the Guardians last year, and along with being a great story, was a great pitcher for the mm-hmm. Guardians last year. Leaving the Guardians, he's a free agent, mm-hmm. to sign a $29 million two-year deal with the Chicago Cubs, where he'll be reunited with Eli Morgan.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's really...
They can talk about the good old days in Cleveland.
And it's really sweet. I can't begrudge Matthew Boyd a dime in this situation. I wish that the Guardians had offered him the same. I'm assuming that they didn't, or he would have stayed. I'm assuming. It's an assumption on my part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I'm the Guardians, knowing the way that the Guardians do business, that a $29 million guaranteed contract to a left-handed pitcher who's coming off of an injury but showed last year that he's really healthy would be an investment that they would want to make. That said... Shane Bieber.
Yeah, that's where I knew you were going with this.
Tristan McKenzie.
Well, I thought you were just staying on Bieber.
Tanner Bibee. Gavin Williams. Logan Allen. Maybe Ben Lively. You comfortable with that as your rotation?
What makes you think that Bieber's 100%?
I know. I don't have that. That's exactly right.
What was that? That was a $29 million deal?
$29 million.
Yeah, what do you think someone's going to offer Bieber?
Not that much.
Will they offer more than the Guardians will? That's my question. And if you're him,
maybe,
do you take it?
Maybe not in this situation because he's coming back from Tommy John and probably won't be able to pitch until the middle of next season. You know, maybe he gets a one-year deal with the Guardians or somebody else, and gets a chance to come back and get healthy. I will say, and I get it, Matthew Boyd, when he pitched for teams, Guardians offered him a contract for the rest of the year, and I remember saying, man, I sure would like to have an option there if I'm the Guardians. I'm a little surprised that they couldn't sign him at the time to, hey, a rest of this year, and we have an option for year number two. Matthew Boyd's agent is Scott Boras and his group. And say what you want about Scott Boras. You know what he is? It's a really good agent for his players.
Yeah, I wish he was our agent.
It's a really good agent for his players.
Who's your agent, Jeff?
You're talking to him. Explains a lot, doesn't it? And I'm a little leery about the rotation next year until this.
Okay.
These guys always figure out a way to get a good rotation.
Lately they have, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny. I wish that the whatever the organizational philosophy is on starting pitchers or even bullpen guys that they have now or they've had over the last, I don't know, what, decade, they would have had in the 90s. Could you imagine? It would have been the perfect mix. Because those 90s teams were just missing the pitching. That's all they were missing. All they were missing, Jeff.
Yeah, and now they've got that, and you can say they don't have the hitting.
No, that's true. Can you have both? Is this why we can't have nice things?
Well,
you can only have one? Is that the way it works?
Dodgers, I think they would tell you, yeah, you can have it all, although their pitching was a little shaky last year.
And their payroll is?
At times. Their payroll's astronomical.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's absolutely ridiculous. We have somebody who's saying hi to us, getting a picture. That's nice.
Oh, must be a contest winner. Oh, he's getting to roll the dice. Look at those gigantic dice over
there. I'm just curious to see what's going to happen with this rotation as they move into the offseason further and then into spring training, Andy, because if Shane Bieber doesn't come back, all right, then Matthew Boyd hasn't come back. Will Alex Cobb be back?
Does that give them more money if these guys aren't back? Can they reroute the cash flow?
Reroute it to who?
How many times have you walked into work over the last couple decades and you're like, oh, well, and you'd be like, I don't understand how the company can afford this, but they can't afford that. That's a different pile of money. Have you ever heard that story before? That's always a favorite. That's one of my favorites. That's a different pile of money. Wait, what? I don't understand. You're trying to travel on this trip, but you can't go to that trip? No, it's a different pile of money. So let's see what the money looks like as far as trying to bring some of these guys back.
If I'm the Guardians, I don't mean this. Dan, this isn't personal. I'm not rushing out to sign Alex Cobb to bring him back. And I say that based on only age and availability. And I think the two go hand in hand. You know, he missed time last year, and once they brought him in, he missed a ton of time and then wasn't, you know, effective at the time of the year you needed him the most. And I just think that that's a little bit of an issue. Are you going to bank on Tristan McKenzie, A, being healthy, and then B, being effective? I think that's a crapshoot. Will Gavin Williams be back to what he was a year ago rather than what he was this year when he was not healthy at the beginning of the season?
Mm-hmm.
Will Logan Allen be able to be the Logan Allen that we saw at times, not this year, but the year before? I don't know. Dano, I'd love your thoughts on this.
I would too.
Are they in trouble with the rotation? And was Boyd critical to that? Or... do you have the confidence that I kind of have, but I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to believe in you guys because you've done it time and time again, that they'll be able to put together a good rotation?
I feel like Matthew Boyd answers that question that you just asked, and it's the question that, frankly, burnt all of us last year, which is we sat back there and said, okay, they've got holes in the starting pitching. Shane Bieber goes down. Tristan McKenzie doesn't look good. Gavin Williams doesn't look good. And yet, they piecemealed it together. You know, I criticized the hell out of the Matthew Boyd signing and thought it was nothing more than a lottery ticket and forgetting the number one rule of the Cleveland Guardians, which is they get these guys, they put them in their pitching lab, Carl Willis and that organization works with them, and they somehow figure out how to maximize what these guys can do best. And so we have no other choice because we have all the evidence in front of us, guys, to just throw our hands up and go, I trust you when it comes to the rotation. I'm not going to ask you questions because I've just been proven wrong too many times to not sit here and go, guys, you'll figure it out. I know you will.
With Tristan McKenzie coming back, he signed a one-year deal. Ben Lively signed a one-year deal. My only concern there A, again, I already threw out, do you think Tristan's going to be healthy and then effective? And then can Ben Lively do it again? I think you kind of caught magic with Ben Lively last year. He was terrific for you. But does anything in his...
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Track record tell you that he's going to do it again.
I'll set another one down, and I'm not trying to be negative on this, but you know as well as I know, as well as Dan knows, as well as anybody that listens, that bullpens are extremely fickle. And last year, you know, I think they hit the lottery as far as being able to have a great bullpen. Will they be able to do that again next season? And I also, and I don't know why, but I feel like I keep going back to this and projecting and all these things we're talking about. You know, what's the future of this game going to look like as far as having starters that need to go? The impact even over the last three seasons that you've talked about, starters that only need to go 4 or 5 innings. And do you think that maybe it's sustainable and it's the way that the league is going to look in the future, where you just need starters that can go 4 innings and say, okay, we'll see, you go through the lineup twice and then you're out, I don't care?
Yeah, except for guess what?
Because there's always going to be a pitcher that can go longer.
And what happened late in the season? It sure seemed like the bullpen was gassed.
No, that's true.
One guy in particular.
Yeah.
You know?
Most important guy, probably.
The most important guy. Yeah.
It's a good point. But I also wonder what it's going to look like in the future. And now you talk about minor league and college and trying to groom guys, you know, just as I almost want to call them middle inning starters, you know, or
yeah.
Restarters is probably what they should be called, right? Restarters. Somebody that you'll bring in after they've gone through the lineup twice. So
they have some young guys, but, you know, they've banked on young guys numerous times in the past. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. You know, they've added starters. I would think that Doug Nikhazy is a guy that we're going to see next year, maybe in the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could be good. And we'll see where they go. All I know is that Matthew Boyd did a great job here. He was a great story here. And I understand completely. If I'm him, I'm signing the contract too.
Oh, why wouldn't you? I know. I wasn't
Tommy
surprised.
I'm back from Tommy John. They're offering me $29 million. Thank you very much. He's set. He's good to go. And I just think that's outstanding. So good news for him. We talked to Ohio State, Michigan earlier in the show. We're going to do it again. And it's a tough thing to deal with. Stuart Mandel covers college football for The Athletic. He's next on Baskin and Phelps.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.